how much longer do you think you'll continue to do this?
I think that I will continue for as long as it continues. So because my grandpa was here, even when I was growing up, before I was even allowed to work at the picnic grounds, that's what we had for dinner, was we had chickens. We used to eat here all the time. This used to be the place where the big slide was and the fun swing. So the picnic grounds has always been a part of my life. And I think for as long as there are old guys here to do, you know, the meat of the work, no pun intended, meat of the work. But I think as long as they're here and we're selling chickens on Wednesday, I will be here.
And do you think that will continue, the cooking?
I think everyone wants it to, and everyone wishes that it would. Just as a fact of life, our members are getting older. A lot of, you know, young people are not staying in this area. They're going where better opportunities are, and you know, I can't blame them for that. I was just lucky enough that my opportunity happened to be right here in my hometown. And it's never been on my list to leave We're In. I thought, you know, I grew up here. I should stay and give something back. And I know that some people don't always think that way, or, you know, oh, I want to get out of here. And they do, and they leave, and they never come back, except for the annual picnic, of course. And I think that it's not our job to judge, but to just wish them the best along the way. There are several of the old guys here that have grandchildren, and I think that, I mean, of a suitable working age, and I think that most definitely they should be here. They should be here helping. This is what their grandpas do. This is what their family has always done. But I think at the same time, you know, getting a real job where you're making like a solid $8 an hour instead of just here's your chicken, thanks for all your hard work. So I can't really blame them, but I do wish that more people would come and give some time here.
Mm-hmm. Are there younger people that would know how to do it?
They probably would not know how to do it, but I think that all of the old guys here are very willing to pass on what they know. It might be rough around the edges, like you're probably going to get yelled at when you do it wrong, but you just suck it up and try again the next time. And I think that the old guys kind of come from a generation where you have to prove yourself. So, you know, they want to make sure that you're serious about learning this and cooking chickens, and you're not just coming for the free beer. So we've had those kinds of workers before. They were all muscle. They were great. But if you couldn't find them, that's because they were at the bar on, you know, cup 27 at 9:30 in the morning. So a couple rough patches here and there. But I think that the old guys would definitely teach people if they were willing.
And we can talk about this more, not in the interview, but we actually have an apprenticeship program where a master artist, and in this case it would be a one of the old guys who cooks chicken, and a young apprentice, I mean it doesn't have to be young, but someone who's learning the trade can apply and get $3,000 stipend to do a year-long apprenticeship. So if there was a young person like you or someone else who was interested, that's definitely something that they would like, they could qualify for.
My only thought there is because we only do chickens in the summer. But I know that, you know, just because the chickens end doesn't mean you just don't visit the picnic grounds. You know, when it's wintertime, you have to come and make sure the building's not flooded. When it rains a lot, you have to come and make sure it's not flooded. You know, the grass always needs cut. There's turkeys at Thanksgiving, pigs, the closing party, the opening party. There's always something going on here. This is a pretty good place for rentals as well. So a lot of people have graduation parties, weddings, all kinds of things like that here. And I think that's a big chunk of our income is the rentals, probably even more so than the chickens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there anything you'd like to add?
Not right now. I'll probably think of something, but not right now.
Awesome. Thank you.